From London, BBC Caribbean Report.
Caribbean delegates at the OAS put up a spirited defense over banana exports to Europe. Cubans turn out for the polls. And Puerto Rico wants Caribbean help as it battles to keep the 936 program running. I'm Debbie Ransom and this is BBC Caribbean Report. The Organization of American States today debated the controversial issue of Latin American banana exports to Europe. Ecuador's attempt to bring about a debate met with a common CARICOM stance at today's lengthy session. Ecuador laid a resolution from Latin American banana-producing countries, protesting the proposed EC banana regime. In response, a number of Caribbean delegates rejected the declaration, which had been drawn up by Latin American leaders. I spoke afterwards to St. Vincent's OAS Ambassador Kingsley Lane.
The session today was a very frank one. It was very plain speaking on the part of all the delegations that took part. The CARICOM response was united in its rejection of the declaration of Guayaquil.
So what was the mood like? Did the Ecuadorians present their resolution diplomatically, or was there a sense of aggression?
Well, I would say that is the nature of activities in these international forums. You present your stuff as diplomatically as you can. And certainly today, I do not think that there was a feeling of acrimony. The Ecuadorian, I believe, did what he had to do, what he was under instruction to do. And he was, in the Central American reply was made by the ambassador of Panama, who was a permanent representative of Panama, who agreed that he would not wish to see a lot of debate on this issue, since he does not feel, the Central Americans do not feel that the OAS is the proper forum to ventilate the issue.
Well, I was going to ask you if the Ecuadorians sought at all to explain why they're bringing this issue up in Washington, when really it's a matter being dealt with and which has been dealt with in Brussels.
Well, I believe that they were just trying to widen the battleground to include our hemispheric organization. And I am not satisfied in whatever he said that there was any justification. It's just a matter of, in my opinion, of trying to widen the battleground.
So where does it all go from here? Has the issue been resolved as far as the OAS is concerned, or has today's meeting just aggravated the problem?
I will not think that we would have a lot of further discussion on this matter in this forum. I think that is one thing on which we are all agreed on.
Did you get support from all of CARICOM, or was it just the Windward Islands and Jamaica who spoke out?
We had a preliminary meeting, and those of us who spoke were unanimous in our support, and we know that all CARICOM was including BT and Suriname, which are numbered among us for purposes of ACP business. Suriname is always with us in these matters of ACP business. We were unanimous.
Ambassador Lane, any concerns that today's session could affect upcoming issues in the OAS, where the Caribbean may need Latin American support and vice versa?
I do not expect that, because frankly, we have been working very well with the Central Americans for some time now in promoting what we regard as our common interest. Now, make no bones about it, CARICOM is not an insignificant voting bloc in this organization, or for that matter, in most of the organizations. And they recognize that they are quite impotent to carry through a lot of their programs and get a lot of their people elected without our support. But of late, CARICOM, we have been stating very frankly that we are no longer prepared just to support people's candidates. We are going for the leadership of the organization in many areas, and we expect reciprocity.
St. Vincent's OAS Ambassador Kingsley Lane. Cubans went to the polls today to elect 589 candidates for the national parliament, all chosen by the ruling Communist Party. No incidents have been reported. The elections were the first direct polls to the country's national and regional assemblies since President Fidel Castro seized power in 1959. I spoke a short while ago to correspondent Lionel Martin in Havana.
There seemed to have been a big turnout. There are no national statistics, but people have been going out to the polls since early in the morning. It's a national holiday here in Cuba, commemorating the elections and also the beginning of the final phase of Cuba's war for independence against Spain in 1895. And today is more like a quiet Sunday. It was election eve that was the big night on the town with dances and celebrations and political meetings. There are no soldiers or police around the voting places here. In fact, there are young pioneers, primary school children in their red and white uniforms with red neckerchiefs at all the polling places, saluting as each voter puts his or her ballot in the box.
What's the mood? Does it appear that people voted willingly or from fear of reprisals?
There was certainly a lot of social pressure to vote, but I think most people seem to go out willingly to vote.
Reportedly, during local elections last December, a number of ballot papers might have been intentionally destroyed. Any indications that this has happened again?
There is evidence here that as many as 25% of the ballots were invalidated or defaced during...